This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Sports writer for the AP covering the LA Chargers, Joe Reedy. Joe, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No problem. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Joe, haven't seen what happened, not last year, but year before last, in L.A., and certainly Harbaugh, man, he was the breath of fresh air for that organization. But from that 1 year that you were able to be around Kellen Moore, what was the vibe around Kellen as a potential head coach one day? But also he got to, you know, be around Justin Herbert. And there were a lot of things other than Herbert, so to speak. Everybody wants to point the finger at the quarterback, but there were a lot of other things around Justin that year that really kind of sank Brandon Staley's ship.
Yeah, I mean, Kellen came in as a head coaching candidate, no doubt. I think he interviewed with Carolina expressed interest before he came to the Chargers from the Cowboys. He wanted to build a more balanced offense, which, you know, teams have been, I think offensive coordinators have been trying to do with the Chargers for a couple seasons, and it just didn't work out. They didn't have the personnel in the run game. There were some injuries to the offensive line. And the receivers had some key injuries too. But I think that, yeah, you want to blame everything on the quarterback, but with the injuries and I think the struggles on the defensive side of the ball too, you know, the offense, there were many times when offense would put up 30 to 31 points a game and the defense would allow 34 to 35, which you're not going to won a ton of games that way when you get involved in shootouts. And that was a frequent shortcoming from the Brandon Staley era of nearly 3 years here in L.A. But I think with Kellen going to Philadelphia, certainly getting a running back like Saquon Barkley so they could be more balanced offensively certainly helped, and Rose's stature again.
Joe, looking at it in real time today, is what Jim Harbaugh wants to do in L.A., is it basically what we saw the Eagles do last year?
I think you've got to be balanced on offense in order to have a shot, especially late in the season. They've got talent. The Eagles got talent with a running quarterback and everything, and That certainly helps things out. Defensively and changing things around certainly helped out too. But I think that you know, having balance on both sides of the ball definitely helped out.
When you look at it looks as though all indications point toward Brandon Staley being the new defensive coordinator with the Saints. I think for the image in everybody's mind is January of 2023 in a playoff game, they jump out 27-0 against Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they beaten them from pillar to post in the first half. And in the comeback to lose that game to the Jaguars, and I think even still today, I think it's the third largest come-from-behind game in NFL history. I think that almost sort of sealed Staley's fate in L.A. I know they kept him, and, you know, to that, and I get there were a lot of things behind the scenes, ownership-wise and everything else, that played into that, but that seemed to seal his fate that he was not going to have success at the NFL level as a head coach.
Yeah, and I think there were a lot of shortcomings that got exposed in that playoff game that then eventually got exposed throughout his third season. I think that, you know, the adversity from that game, He didn't respond well as a head coach throughout the 2023 season. There were a lot of people taking him to task, and he battled a lot with the media. And there were some things with strategy and adjustments that he didn't fare well. He called the plays here on defense throughout his three seasons here, and whether he bit off more than he can chew or not is debatable, but his defenses were far below expectations here compared to his 1 year with the Rams. First 2 years, struggled against a run, decent against the pass. His third year, they improved against the run and were giving up basically everything against the pass. You know, the 1 year in L.A., it helps when you have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey as your cornerback. But also this team had Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa's pass rushers, and Derwin James in the secondary, too. And this was a defense that routinely was in the lower fourth of the league in a bunch of categories: yards given up, points given up, opponent third down conversion rates. So I think it's gonna be another interesting learning curve for Brandon if he does get hired as the Saints defensive coordinator, as far as, you know, trying to transfer everything to a 3-4 and figuring out what that personality and scheme is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, one of the knocks, I don't know if it's fair or unfair, was that he weighed way too much on the analytics part of the game. And a lot of people would bring that up, no matter what game the Chargers played. That was brought up in part and parcel to how he called the game. Is that something that's fair or unfair to Staley?
No, I think it's fair up to a certain point, but I also think he had a bit of more over. I think he had a bit too much overconfidence in his scheme, and that the players can bend to the will of the scheme instead of, you know, adjusting your scheme to the players. I think the perfect example was when they brought the cornerback Jackson from New England to the Chargers. Jackson, you know, excelled in a man coverage scheme. What did the Chargers play 4/5 of the time? Zone. So you're not taking advantage of a player's maximum capability in what you're doing. You kind of think you can bend them to the will of your scheme instead of adjusting for the players and the personnel that you have. And and with the analytics, and also just maybe a bit too much overconfidence in oneself and one ability, I think that could be a problem down the line. Hopefully he learned from the tenure with the Chargers and maybe helping out last year with the Niners, but that's kind of we'll wait and see on that.
So the other side of the ball, the offensive coordinator spot, Doug Nussmeier is the favorite to land the job. It's only a matter of time, I think, before it gets announced here officially, Joe. And he also spent some time with the Chargers organization under Kellen Moore in 2023. He's kind of hopped around with Kellen. Like, the fit obviously makes sense. He's with the Cowboys and then the Chargers and the Eagles, kind of following him spot to spot. But what's kind of your early impressions of what you saw from Nussmeier when he was there in 2023?
I think he was a good calming presence in the quarterback room, and I think that that's a perfect hire for Kellen as offensive coordinator, especially with Kellen calling the plays. They're kind of wedded at the hip, so it's good that he has a coordinator that knows exactly what he's thinking and kind of have that symbiotic relationship. I know Doug's also got experience from being an offensive coordinator when he was at the University of Florida also. So he does have experience running an offense. So I think that would make a perfectly good pairing.
Joe, we got to see it last year, a guy that we talked about a lot leading up to the draft, in Joe Alt. And I told Joe, I know I'm getting old in this business because I scouted his dad, John, when he came out of Iowa. And John's now the offensive line coach with the Kansas City Chiefs. But you look at him year one. Man, he didn't play like no rookie, is all I know. Man, Joe Alt's a man out there on that field.
Yeah, and I think the good thing, especially about rookie offensive tackles and everything, is you didn't mention his name too often until the day after, which he did struggle in the Pittsburgh game a little bit because Rashawn Slater got injured at left tackle, so there was a bit of a disadvantage there as far as pass rushing and everything, and Joe did miss one game due to injury, but very solid season. And you know, that through two regimes, I think the Chargers are trying to get like the Dallas Cowboys with three first rounders drafted on the offensive line in the first round, and hopefully building a physical mindset in that area.
Your thoughts on Jesse Minter when, you know, Harbaugh brings him in, and he's a guy that, you know, you hear around the league, you know, that guy, he might have a chance one day to be a head coach in this league. Your thoughts on Jesse Minter?
Yeah, coach's son, his dad, Rick, was a coach at the University of Cincinnati and in a couple spots along the way, was an assistant at Notre Dame. Certainly runs in a family because Rick is a defensive analyst here, but very bright mind. Gives his players a lot of leeway because he's like, I can call the coverage and the scheme in the huddle, but it's up to you guys to diagnose and go get it. That allows the players to play very free and, you know, count on their abilities and not overthink things, which I think is Jesse's greatest quality. It's run fast, be physical, get to the football and attack. And I mean, I was a little surprised he didn't get any interviews this offseason just to kind of get in that pipeline and kind of see how he could do in interviews. But, you know, if the Chargers keep ascending, certainly the next offseason, in the next couple of years, he's going to definitely get his call. And, you know, even before coming to the Chargers, he proved himself in the national championship season against Michigan, especially in that Rose Bowl game against Alabama.
I know one thing, Ohio State fans glad he's not there anymore. He gave them enough issues when he was at Michigan. Last question for you, Khalil Mack and Bosa, do you think they back on this team in L.A. this season?
I think one of the two are back. Khalil Mack, you know, for an 11-year veteran, this is his first time he's going to be an unrestricted free agent, which is kind of a little surprising to say about somebody that's played that long. Joey's going into the last year of his deal. He's really been hampered by injuries and everything, and has been with the franchise since being drafted in 2016. I kind of think that a new location or a change would do him some good. But if they can get Khalil back for another year or two, that would definitely be a big addition to the defense.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, I appreciate your insights and everything about certainly Kellen Moore and Nussmeier and Brandon Staley. And looks as though that Charger West is now Saints East.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, appreciate it. Joe Reedy, who covers the L.A. Chargers for the Associated Press out in Los Angeles.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.